Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. A cool breeze is sweeping through Tel Aviv this morning, with the promise of a sunny day ahead. Jerusalem also sees clear skies, while Haifa enjoys mild temperatures. It's a pleasant start for those venturing outside today. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Netanyahu criticizes Gantz and Eisenkot over wartime decisions and the Lebanon deal, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier today, Zamir stated that the IDF stands ready to strike if Hezbollah breaches the truce again, as reported by JNS. Also this hour, Erdogan reportedly pressed Trump to halt a planned U.S.-Israeli ground operation against Iran, as I-24 News revealed earlier today. Separately, a short time ago, the Hind Rajab Foundation filed a complaint against MK's Ram Ben Barak and Moshe Solomon for incitement to genocide, according to Walla. And finally, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported Netanyahu's criticism of the maritime border agreement with Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a commentator, wrote just minutes ago about the ongoing impact since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians. Joe Roberts, a political observer, posted earlier today about the focus of voters on everyday issues over geopolitical concerns. Ami Dar, a social media user, questioned the relevance of historical events in a post from just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's recent statements. The Jerusalem Post reports that the Prime Minister has openly criticized key figures, Gantz and Eisenkot, for their wartime decisions. He also expressed disapproval of the maritime border agreement with Lebanon, originally signed under previous leadership. This reflects ongoing tensions within Israeli politics over past security decisions. Turning to the IDF's readiness against Hezbollah, JNS highlights that military chief Zamir has stressed the IDF's preparedness to act swiftly should the ceasefire be violated. He urged the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah as a precaution. This stance underscores Israel's vigilance in maintaining regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that Erdogan sought to influence Trump against a U.S.-Israeli ground operation targeting Iran. Saudi Arabia reportedly expressed dissatisfaction with the conflict's resolution, feeling sidelined. This development highlights the complex diplomatic web surrounding Middle Eastern geopolitics. In a related development, the Hind Rajab Foundation's recent complaint against Israeli MKs highlights ongoing legal and political challenges. Walla reports that this complaint is part of a broader campaign by the organization against Israeli officials. Such actions could impact political discourse and public sentiment in Israel. Finally, Netanyahu's critique of the Lebanon deal signals ongoing debates over national security strategies. The Jerusalem Post notes his disapproval of decisions made by previous Israeli leadership. These critiques could influence future policy directions and internal political dynamics. On the economic front, first, Qualcomm has acquired Israeli cyber company SAM for over $150 million, according to CTech. This acquisition allows SAM to continue operating independently while expanding Qualcomm's cybersecurity capabilities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that pension and study funds have recorded losses for the first time in 3 months. The downturn follows sharp declines in the Israeli stock market, impacting investors and savings plans. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Airwallex has raised $320 million for AI expansion and growth in Israel. This funding elevates the company's valuation and highlights the increasing role of AI in financial services. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.